There is a book release party come September 30th. I think that's this Sunday, St. Cecilia Music Center. What an opportunity to speak with my next guest. I remember this, Veronica Kieran. I think I remember this when this idea came to be. And now you show me a hardback book and a release party, and I'm going to use you as an inspiration of, wow, be careful what you wish for. Good morning, Veronica.
Good morning, Shelley. Thank you. That's very sweet of you.
You're quite welcome. Tell me about you.
Well, I'm a local entrepreneur, and as I told you several years ago, this project has been going on for a while. You know, I was running a local tech company called Green Cup, and started to get uncomfortable with how much technology was in my life. And of course, we were talking a lot about it on the news and in blogs and things, and I thought to myself, okay, something's up. You know, we have all this new technology happening in our lives, but who really would understand how it's been affecting us? In my opinion, it's the people who have lived the longest. So I fundraise money, as you know, and I traveled 12,000 miles across America to interview our oldest living citizens about what they've seen change.
And you put it all in book form, Stories of Elders. Was that the goal?
Yes, that was always the goal. It is accompanied by a documentary that will be premiering at the book release party this weekend on September 30th, as well as online. You can listen to the interviews themselves, and so you can get a sense of the elders, their accents, the way they use language, and exactly what they think.
All right, let's do some one-on-ones. What's your definition of an elder? Who are you looking for here?
Specifically in this case, I'm looking at the greatest generation. So people born before 1945, the oldest person I interviewed is now 106 years old. She was born in 1911. She's about to turn 107.
How did you go about, Veronica, seeking your subjects? You could have stayed right here in Kent County, you know, Muskegon County, Ottawa County, Allegan County, and found some great stories. Why the venture out?
Well, I really wanted to create an American narrative. I wanted to talk about how America has been changed by technology, not just how West Michigan has been changed by technology. So I did, in fact, interview 15 local elders. And you're right, there's definitely people in this area who have seen significant change and have played a huge part in it. But I really wanted a cohesive narrative and a diverse narrative. And so that's why I felt like it was important to travel out across the country. And I found the people that I interviewed simply through networking, which I learned as an entrepreneur. So I called people up across the country that I knew, asked them who do they know. I did the Kickstarter campaign, as you know, as well. And so I found people through networking through that campaign, as well as through social media.
All right, so let's first of all kind of answer the question of the tagline, what the greatest generation knows about technology that you don't. Was there a similar answer to this?
So yes and no. It was very interesting that I found no correlation between race, gender, education, age, exposure to technology. There was none of that that dictated whether or not they were going to adopt technology into their own lives. But what I did find was that our elders aren't necessarily eschewing technology. It's that they've lived so long without it that they are able to not get addicted to it in the way that we do. They're a little bit more intentional with it. But they certainly are in awe of it. Some of them have everything. Some of them are only using email. Some of them have none. And they've really chosen. They really choose how technology is in their lives rather than just letting it all flow in. And I think that's a really interesting story for us younger people to take away. Is like, okay, yeah, it's cool and it's shiny and it's neat and it pings and beeps at us though all the time. Maybe do we need to use it in every single way? Maybe we can use it in specific ways instead.
All right, just a couple minutes. We're going to break for pledge and then I'm going to keep you here, Veronica. Tell me one of your favorites. Let's just go there.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, there's two come to mind, if that's okay. So Edwin Gould lives in California, and he was one of the engineers who worked on our first spy satellites for the United States government during the Cold War. So he has a significant amount of pages in the book because he explains in detail how they sent these satellites up into space. And if you remember, during the Cold War, we didn't have digital photography. We had to send film into space and then get it back in order to develop it at Eastman Kodak. And then there was Sister Ardith Platy, who lives in Baltimore. And as I sit down to talk to her, it turns out that she actually took her vows here at the Dominican Sisters, right across the street from Aquinas. She protested nuclear weapons to the point of where she was put in prison for a little while. We had a sister in prison. So
her story's in there along with others. Veronica Kirin, K-I-R-I-N. Stories of elders, what the greatest generation knows about technology that you don't. Veronica Kirin, you are now the author of Stories of Elders, what the greatest generation about technology. What is your tagline? About technology that you don't. What the greatest generation knows about technology that you don't. Mm-hmm. And I would like another story, please.
Sure. So I went down to Louisiana and I talked to actually my friend's mom. Ooh. And she gets really honest in the book. She actually had us crying near the end of the story. She tells us about how her father, they had a plantation. And her father was so racist. I mean, really, she gets very, very raw telling these stories. Some of them are scary. And at the end of it, her sister was with us. And so at the end of the interview, she does talk about, you know, we need to band back together as a family and take care of each other like we used to. And we were just all, you know, in tears. But it was a very, very raw interview. And I'm so thankful that she was willing to tell those stories.
Awesome. You have your book release party. It is this Sunday, 3 to 7 p.m., St. Cecilia Music Center. What will happen?
So this is an unconventional style book event. So instead of doing a typical book reading and then a signing, first of all the elders that are local will be there. So we have 15 local elders. Yeah. And then they will be signing the book with me. So there's that.
Wow.
But I took footage while I did all of these interviews. And so on Sunday will also be the world premiere of the documentary, the Stories of Elders documentary, which has been put together by a local documentarian named David Astudillo. He is a GVSU student. He's going places, I'll tell you what. And so it will be documentary, Q&A, because everyone's curious, how did you pull this off? Just like you said, how did you find these people? How did you fundraise? And then we will do the signing. And so it's going to be, I think, really fun. We'll have refreshments. And then afterwards, you can go out and walk around Art Prize.
A beautiful opportunity this Sunday. And again, St. Cecilia Music Center, where actually we're going to be speaking with the executive director within the next hour or so.
Perfect.
A beautiful backdrop for you, I know, in the ballroom. Hey, you were named one of Grand Rapids Business Journal's 2018 40 Under 40?
Yeah.
What a cool year for you.
Yeah, it's been a busy year.
Great.
I agree.
Take-home message from your latest, from your work of art, Stories of Elders, would be what, Veronica Kirin?
You know, a lot of people I've spoken to about this, once they get talking to me, they first of all realize, wow, yeah, I've let a lot of technology into my life. But the other thing they realize is, you know, I have elders in my own life, and I haven't talked to them about these things, and maybe I should. So if you have someone in your own life who is older than you, they have things in their head that you have never thought of before, take a moment to talk to them and see what comes out of it. Maybe even record it on your phone so that you have it for the rest of your life.
Nice. Stories of Elders, what the greatest generation knows about technology that you don't, with your many miles under your belt and now a full circle. Veronica Kirin sharing your talents with us. One more time, details for Sunday, please.
Yeah, so please come over to St. Cecilia Music Center in the ballroom on Sunday, September 30th from 3 to 7 p.m. to join us for a book release party.
All right, have fun to you, and congratulations on the good work you do.
Thank you so much.
Yes.